God. I just want to let you know that because of your support, because of your faithful support, there is have been so many young kids that they have come to know Jesus Christ. Because of your support, because of your giving, because of your heart of giving, God has been able to open doors in places where it may look impossible, but God opened up those doors even with the medical universities in Antigua. Because of your support, we were able to baptize about close to 20 people during the past year and until now. And there are so many more that are actually waiting to get baptized that we couldn't even baptize in the last few days before we came in here. Because of your faithful support, God has been able to just allow us to start new ministry and new things, you know. But all of this is done because of your faithful support. A new church, a church that is part of this church, because you are not alone. The church in Antigua is part of this church. You know, don't ever think that this church is just this church. You guys have another church in Antigua. And all of this is because of your faithful support. Amen? So don't ever stop believing and trusting that God has something much greater and beyond of what we can even think. Amen? Hallelujah. So I just want to just go into what I'm going to be speaking today. If you got your Bibles with me, you can go to Numbers 13. And I will be sharing about something that the Lord has been speaking to me for the past few months. And he has been speaking to me in such a way that, you know, I cannot just run away from that. I a lot of you maybe don't know, but I was born in the Dominican Republic, and but I grew up in many different places. So inside of me, there are so many things, so many, like, all together, like the Dominican says, sancocho, you know what I mean? I don't, like a stew, you know, all mixed together. And so, but because of that, God has prepared us for something that we don't even know. It's much greater than what we can actually imagine. And that is what the Lord has for you. So let's just read in Numbers. And the title of my message today is Constrained by Conviction. This is the title of my message, Constrained by Conviction. And I don't know how convinced are you of what God is doing. I don't know. But I am so convinced that God is doing something so powerful and so incredible. And it says in the book of Numbers 13:30, it says, then Caleb, hallelujah, he quieted the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and take possession of it, for we will certainly conquer it. But the man who had gone up with him said, we are not able to go up against the people, basically the Canaan, for they are too strong. And I'm reading another version maybe. For they are too strong for us. So they, hallelujah, they gave the Israelites a bad report about the land which they have spied out, saying, the land through which we went in spying out is a land that devours its inhabitants. It's crazy. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. There, we saw the Nephilim, son of the Anak, and they are part of the Nephilim, and we are like grasshoppers in our sight. And so we were in their sight. Hallelujah. Father, I just pray, God, that you will bring a revelation today to this church, God. And that you will help us understand your purpose that is beyond of what we can see, God. Because you are the great I am. And I just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to tell you that when you are not convinced of something, you tend to actually forget or not being able to do what God wants for you to do. Because your convictions are like a guard dog that actually, when you are, you know, how many of you have passed by a house and you see a dog all of a sudden coming barking at you and you're like, wait a minute, you know, and you get scared of, you know, I had dogs chasing me too. I mean, I'm telling you, I've been running so fast that I don't even know where I was. So, but a guard dog will actually protect what is inside. but also will not allow anything from outside to get inside. So that's kind of is like your conviction. Your convictions are the one that will protect everything from the inside. But we'll also not allow other things like people were telling you, you know, don't go to church. Church is not good. Your conviction would say, I am so convinced that this is a great church. This is your conviction. They will do that. And your conviction will actually allow you to just create things that are really incredible. You won't even have no idea. And that is the thing that Caleb was so convinced that he actually quieted the entire nation, all the people. They say everyone has to be quiet right now. Because I'm so convinced that God has given us that land. It is my land. It is our place. And we're going to do whatever it takes. But some people always, there's always people that they don't believe with you, even though they walk with you. Oh, understand that. Even though they have been there with you, they don't see what you see. Because they have forgotten what God has done in their life in the past. When you forget what God has done in your life in the past, you won't be able to see what God has for you in the future. That is something that is so powerful to understand. And I want you to just realize what's happening in here. This is something that they were just trying to fight it, but someone has to stand up. We need people that will stand and will say, I am on God's side. Regardless of what's happening, regardless of what is around me, regardless of what anyone may say, you know, my convictions are like basically, like I'm saying, these guard dogs are protecting. And they're leading me and they're guiding me because God, you know, is with me. I know that because I have seen it. I have not forgotten about God. And that's the thing. Your conviction has to be tied with your faith. When you don't believe that God can do something, you automatically are telling God you are not capable of nothing. Because the Bible said that we must approach God by faith, meaning we must have faith. And I'm telling you, there are some people that they have crazy faith, like Caleb, like Joshua. They have crazy faith. And I'm telling you this because I have seen it myself, how when you have a crazy faith, we're allowed you to see the miracle. And just listen to this. Your obedience today will open doors tomorrow. Your obedience today will bless you tomorrow. You know, obeying God in everything is something so key and so powerful. Because Caleb was not afraid to say what he needed to say because he knew that God was much greater than whatever was in that land. You know, when God gives you something, it doesn't matter what anybody says. You know, there was a lady that she believed God in such a way that people were looking at her like she was crazy. She said, you know, I know my husband is not a believer and he drinks and he does all this kind of stuff. But for 2 years, I have been praying and I'm just tired. I'm going to do something crazy. Have you ever done something crazy in your life? Because that lady did something crazy. She said, you know what? I'm going to do something extra crazy. I'm going to bring a pair of pants and a shirt that belongs to my husband, and I'm going to put it on the bench, on the chair, and I'm going to believe that my husband is there. This is going crazy. You know, and there's some people that they were looking at her like, are you okay? You know, why are you bringing every Sunday a pair of pants and ties and every time, you know, and different stuff? And she's like, no, my husband is sitting right there, right there. This is what's happening when you have a crazy faith. When your conviction is telling you God can do something, no matter what, it's not impossible. And you know, years passed, and she faithfully did that. One time, the whole church had like a missions convention, like the one we had, you know, like a banquet, and there were no space for anyone, no space. And all of a sudden, the usher said, "There is only one." A pastor came a little late, you know, and you know, that happens a lot. And so, when the pastor came, he's like, we don't have no more space. The only space we have is one empty chair that is all the way to the front. And he went over there, the usher went over there and said, excuse me, but, you know, this chair is empty and I have a pastor. And that lady got up and she's like, my husband is sitting right here. I don't give that chair not even to the president if he comes right now. And the usher is like, but I have never seen your husband. I've been here for 5 years. And she's like, no, he's sitting right there. So please find another place. And you know, she believed God so much to the point that a year later, her husband came to Jesus. Sat on the same place. But the most crazy thing is that years later, that guy became the pastor of that same church. That is believing beyond of what you can just see. Because some people, they focus on what they see, but they don't see what God sees beyond. You know, that is having crazy faith like Caleb. He was fighting so many people that they didn't believe. And that is what happened. You know, when you have the revelation that, hallelujah, that what you are a part of is bigger than the part you play, like Caleb there, you become constrained by conviction. When you understand, when that revelation gets to you, that the part that I play is really nothing compared to what God is really doing, you understand that, wow, this is much bigger than it's not about me. It's about him. And I'm just part of his great commission. I'm just part of something huge. Let me tell you this. I have been meditating on this that the Lord has been telling me to. It's like, you know, you don't have no idea there is going to be in heaven churches that God's going to be reward those giving reward to those churches because of missions. And they're going to say, you know, Elohim, they're going to call Elohim Christian Church. You know, and you'll be like, what? I cannot believe that. But that's what it is. It's your faithfulness. Your obedience to God is something that is so important. And Caleb, even though there were other people that they were spreading a bad report, he was still standing and strong. He was convinced that nothing can move him from anything. When you're convinced that God can make a miracle and no one can actually take you out of that, you're so convinced that nothing can move you. You know, your convictions are so strong that they are actually, not only they protect your personal life, but they also protect your reputation. You know, they protect your dreams and your relationship in the future. They do, actually, they help you to, in decision making, you know, they give you courage in complex situations. That's what your conviction, they do to you. You're so convinced, you know, that even Paul in Romans, let's just read. I think he just read Romans 8:35, but I'm reading Romans 8:38, you know, a little bit ahead. And God says something so powerful. Paul is so convinced. You know, when you're so convinced that God's miracle, that God's going to provide, that God's going to open the way, you're so convinced to the point that you're not afraid because fear will paralyze you. Let me tell you, fear will paralyze you, will not allow you to see farther, will not allow you to move forward. But God, hallelujah, he said in Romans 8:38, he said, for I am convinced. This is Paul. He's so convinced that he said, I am convinced that neither death nor life, angels or demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any power, neither any high or death, anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. He's so convinced. You know, when someone has inside of you that conviction that you know, you try to, you know, persuade them and say, you know, hey, can you do this? And they're like, no, I'm not moving. I'm so believing God for what God has for you. I'm so believing that God will give me the resources to build that business. I'm so believing that God will open, God will heal, that God will, it doesn't matter how long it will take, you have to be convinced that God will do it. You have to be convinced that God will finish what he started in your life. Because otherwise, you won't be able to see it. Because you just started doubting God. And God cannot do this. God cannot do that. Let me tell you, God is a God that he fulfills his promises. We fail, but God never fails. Never. He's so faithful. He's so there for you, for me. And let me just say this, you know, when we have been called, because we have been called, not just because being called just to do whatever we want to do. No, we're called to live life by conviction rather than by convenience. This is what we have been called, to live a life by conviction rather than by convenience. Because we think this is really easy. Let me just go there. No. Your convictions will tell you if what you're doing is right or what you're doing is wrong. Your convictions will guide you to stand firm of what God has said, you know, and believe in God beyond of what anybody can say. You know, in the Bible, in the book of Mark, it talks about, and these signs shall follow. This is what it says. And these signs shall follow those who believe. In my name, you will do this. But let's just analyze this. How can you follow something if you don't move? I mean, in this sign shall follow. Think about follow what? Follow you. But if you don't move, nothing will follow. It's so incredible. Because I'm telling you this because you can never follow a parked car. I don't know if you can. But you can never follow a parked car. You cannot follow. And that is the thing God has given to you guys, something so powerful. And you probably heard this story about this guy that, you know, he was actually in driving a car. His guy is actually a mechanic. And he was driving his car, a Ford, and he got stuck on the side of the road. And all of a sudden when he got stuck, he's like, I can fix this. I am a mechanic. I'm good at this. But for about 2 hours, he couldn't fix the car. All of a sudden, there's this guy, well-dressed in a beautiful limousine, you know, pass by and say, stop, I see a car. Let me just get to the, and the guy got out, really nice dress, and said, hey, can I help you? And the guy said, no, I'm really good. He's like, no, I really want to help you. No, and that's what we do to God. God comes and stops him, like, can I help you? Like, no, God, I got it together. I'm just really good at this. I know how to handle this. I know how to handle my kids. I know how to handle this. And God is like, no, I really want to help you. Give them to me. Give your problems to me. Give me your worries. Give me the thing that is anxiety that is attacking you. Give it to me. Surrender to me. I will do something that will change everything. And the guy then after, he's like, okay, go ahead. Just do, I don't want you to get dirty. You're like so nice and clean. He's like, don't worry. And the guy went, and in 10 minutes, he fixes the car. And the guy's so impressed. He's like, how you were able to do that? I've been here for 2 hours. The guy said, do you know who I am? No. Who are you? He said, my name is Henry Ford. I am the creator of that car. I know every part, every details of that car. And this is exactly what God does. He says in Jeremiah's, hallelujah, just give it to the Lord. This is incredible. And this is exactly what God does. He says in Jeremiah 1, he says, because I know you before you were born, I formed you. God knows you. He knows every detail. That's why he said, can I help you? Give it to him because he formed us. And he said, I know that you have a little pain in here and a little pain in there, and I can fix it because I am your creator. I know every detail about you, everything that comes, everything that moves. I know it. So just give it to me, surrender to me. And that's why you got to be so convinced that God can do it when you think you cannot do it. He can do it. He can provide those things. He's able to do things that no one can do. And I have seen it myself. I believe that God can do much greater than what we can even, I mean, our mind is not even close to understand what God can do. And we limit God all the time. We limit him because our faith only go from here to there. But he's like, no. I want you to believe beyond what you can actually believe. Have a crazy faith like that lady that she believed. Just bringing something crazy, bringing a pair of pants, believing something. This is what God wants. And Caleb, you can see in here that he was so convinced. He said, this is the first thing he said, let us go up at once and take possession of the land. This is someone that's so convinced. He's like, I don't care if there are giants over there. He's like, they're just a piece of cake. Don't worry about them. You know, when you're so convinced that God is going to use you in what you have, in the talents and the gift of what you have, when you understand that, this is something that will allow you to expand and to walk in faith and to trust in that he's moving things away and God is preparing the way for you. When you walk in not looking at the problem like David. If you notice David, if David would have gone to the same battlefield with the same fear that his brothers and everybody was there, he would have never conquered that giant. He was so convinced that he can defeat it that he actually started telling the king, look, king, I have done this, I have done that. And the king is like, yeah, right. But he's so this is this little kid, so convinced about something and believing that I can get you down, giant. Your problems are nothing. Actually, your problems are an opportunity for God to show up his power. That's all what it is. It's an opportunity. You're giving God an opportunity for him to show you how powerful he is. Your pain, let me tell you, pain is actually, this is so profound. Pain is literally the fertilizer of growth. So what is pain? The fertilizer of growth. Because God will use you even in the midst of dying. I'm just going to close with this. I'm just going to close with this to let you know that the Holy Spirit is telling us to have faith in Hebrew 1. Because there are so many people, it says that there were 10 of them of the spies that they started spreading a bad report. Just be careful, because a bad report will not allow you to get into the same promised land that you saw. Some people can actually see things, but not being able to. They won't be able to actually get there. You know? And that is the thing. Is that a bad report, they started speaking bad about the same place. It actually diminishing God, hallelujah, what he's capable to do. They actually saw themselves like nothing. They said, you know, they are greater than us. Forgetting about that God was much greater than them. When you don't realize that God is much greater than anything else, you know, and you start putting your problems much greater than what God can do, then you will start realizing that you won't see his blessings, because you're like stuck in just believing in what you see, not in what God can do. And so they were so convinced, and they tried to convince a lot of people too of the same. Remember, all of those people that they believed, those 10 spies, none of them made it. Only the one that said, Pastor, we can do it. You know, that was the word. God is waiting for that moment for you to say, this sounds crazy, Pastor. This doesn't make no sense. But if this requires faith, we will be behind you. We will dare. It doesn't matter if we don't have nothing. Because let me tell you, God doesn't need anything for him to create something. He is everything. He is the beginning and the end. He is everything we need, everything we have. He is all of that. You don't need to have 100 people with you in order for you to convince a judge. No, you just need him. He is the judge. You understand? You don't need anything. He is everything we need. And because of that, you know, and I know that despite everything, despite all the dangers, despite what's happening around you, God is always on our side when we acknowledge him as the great I am. When we acknowledge him that he is able to do it. You know, and sometimes we don't realize what God is capable to do. We limit God. And we say, God, I don't think you care that I had a headache today. And God is like, are you kidding me? I am the healer. Just ask me and believe that I'm going to do it. God, I didn't thought you care that I needed a coffee today and somebody paid for it. God's like, I got you. I know about this. I can do it. Hallelujah. I want you to stand with me. Your conviction will keep you where your talent and gift, where your talent and gifting cannot sustain you. will be so strong that no one, and this is what it is, faith. God talks about faith, and he says in Hebrews 11:1, he says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction. You know, the conviction, like to know that you know of things not seen. I'm so convinced that God has called me to do something great. I'm so convinced that we are going to increase our budget, just like Pastor said, maybe next year. He's like, I'm so convinced that God will multiply everything. I'm so convinced that God will help me pay. And you don't know where it's going to come from, but God can do it. He can use it. Let me tell you, this is mind-blowing. When God can use an accident, it's not that he's creating an accident, but he allows an accident to actually provide job for someone that does body works. And you're like, whoa, no. Understand, the accident happened, the car got damaged, no one got hurt, and that car ended up in your garage. And you don't understand how all of that happened, but God heard you, you cry in your room, and he's like, God, I need some job. And God's like, okay, you know, this is happening. And then God just sent the car, and you're like, thank you, Jesus. And then that person knows other people, and then you did an amazing job, and then goes from there and from there in the relationship. This is how God thinks. He thinks beyond. You're thinking on what you need now, and God has already been far beyond of that. You see the seed and you're like, oh God, I just see a seed and it's a tree. And God said, no, that is a forest. This is God sees. He sees beyond of you and me. And I want to challenge you today that if you are convinced that God has a calling for you, that God has something for you, that God has been speaking to you about missions or about anything, or serving in this church, or if you're convinced that God can heal you, I want to challenge you to come forward. You know, don't be afraid. And I know that we are on this whole thing about, you know, social distance and everything, but we're just going to pray for you. But your coming forward is an indication of faith. It's just what it is. Because listen, the Bible said, I already said that this sign shall follow those who believe. But if you don't move, nothing can follow you. It says, goodness and mercy shall follow me. But if you're standing in one place, nothing is moving. They're just there telling you, when are you going to move? Please move. We want to do miracles. You know, as Peter was walking, you know, healing was taking place, but he was moving. It's in the moving. Faith is moving. It's an action. And understand that faith is also a muscle. If you don't put it into practice, if you don't do it, it won't grow. It won't do nothing. So I'm challenging you to just come forward and just receive from the Holy Spirit. And what he's going to do, and what he's going to just been doing, he's going to complete what he began in your life. Don't be afraid. Do like that lady, that she believed God. She went crazy and she said, I believe God beyond of what I can see. Because a lot of you have been believing for their family members to come to Jesus. But I'm telling you, God will do it. But you got to believe him that he will do it. He will give you the desires of your heart. And that is incredible. So I'm challenging you because just to come forward, and we're going to pray for you. Father, I just pray, Father, for those who are here that are convinced that you will do it regardless of what anybody may think, Lord. You will heal regardless of what anybody may say, God. They're so convinced that God, hallelujah, that you inject that faith inside of them in such a way, God, that they're convinced that you have called them to this church, and they will grow, and they will be used by you, and they will come alongside with the great pastor that is moving, hallelujah, that is not being stuck, hallelujah. Oh God, you're so great and awesome.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to this sermon. We pray it blesses and encourages your life.